Joining us on the line right now is Dr. Barry Dworkin. Good morning to you, Doc.
Good morning, Stefan.
Very nice to have you with us. Bill is off for the rest of the morning. I'm taking over. And we're discussing the fact that Health Canada is sticking with a drug made by AstraZeneca to help fight the virus of COVID-19, despite the U.S. FDA dropping it. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, this is a drug called Evusheld, and it's an antibody treatment. And it's usually it's particularly for people who either did not develop immunity if they got the vaccine. And these are usually people that are on immunosuppressant medications, so medications that are actually thwarting their immune system from reacting. And so they take this medication on a fairly regular basis to act as we call passive immunity. That is, you're giving them the antibodies that they can't make themselves, and they last for a little bit of time. Antibodies will wear off because their immune system isn't able to make them. And it's a means of trying to protect them when the vaccine is not able to do so. The issue is that in the United States, the variants or the mutations of the virus that are circulating in the U.S. are not really a great match for what the Evusheld is. The antibodies really won't work well against them because they're just not designed to deal with those. But in Canada, according to Health Canada, the variant that we have circulating mostly here still will respond to the antibody treatment. So that's why they're saying Health Canada is going to continue with the medication here, whereas the FDA says that they're really not going to be using it anymore, not authorizing it. And that's pretty much what it is. It's pretty straightforward. It's just based on the data of what's going on in Canada versus the United States. Eventually, other variants will appear, and the medication will likely not be as effective anymore. But that's pretty much all there is to it. There's no major controversy. I think that I don't know if they're trying to look for a gotcha moment, saying why are we still using it here if the U.S. isn't using it anymore? Well, it's because the virus here is a little bit different than what's going on in the U.S.
Understood. So a very practical decision on everyone's part, and you're thinking that eventually that could be the case here where we find this drug in particular for the antibodies that it can instill or use to protect others may become irrelevant.
Yeah, exactly. But then there likely will be an update to it or they'll develop other antibodies and have that for people. Again, it's for people who are on immunosuppressant medications. I have a few patients who are using it for that reason. They haven't been able to convert their own, their immune systems aren't able to make their own antibodies. And so they're using this on a fairly regular basis. It's safe medication to use. It works for them. They haven't gotten COVID, which is good. But, like anything else, when things change, you have to adapt. And I don't think it'll be the last time you'll see this happen. And have the companies develop other antibodies to help those individuals who can't make their own.
And with the U.S. dropping it, does that mean that it no longer has approval in the states, or whatever batch is left over can still be used until it's done? They've already made that investment, no?
So they're saying that the FDA says that it's not authorized for use in the U.S.
Okay.
So in other words, they can't use it, whereas here it is authorized for use. So it's still readily available. I prescribed it for patients as well. So it's not anything where people in Canada who are using it are now thinking that, well, it's not available in the U.S. Is something going to happen here? Right now, there's nothing that changes. So because it can cause a lot of panic for people, right? They want to go out, they want to do things, and they can get really sick if they catch COVID because they don't have the antibodies. They have risk factors other than not converting with the vaccine. So for them, it acts as a shield. Hence the name. But it's available in Canada. There's nothing that has changed here.
Thank you so much for clarifying that for us. The WHO recently, breaking news as of this morning, and people were hoping that with the decision on the pandemic and the world or global emergency that has been stated, that it would be called off. And that's certainly not the case. And we know that Kraken is still circulating. Are you surprised that the World Health Organization says hold steady at this point in time?
No, especially with what's happening in China, right? China had delayed the inevitable for 3 years, and then they changed their policy overnight. And all of a sudden, you now have hundreds of thousands of people getting sick every day. People are traveling. They haven't restricted their citizens from traveling, and so you have a lot of people traveling to other areas of the world and essentially transporting the virus and the mutations that are occurring. And you have to consider that if you have all of a sudden hundreds of millions of people getting sick, you're going to develop other mutations again. So it's still too early to be able to say it's over. But, you know, for all intents and purposes, we have a population here that is relatively well protected, I still see a lot of people, myself included, that go into stores and will wear a mask. And so there are ways to protect yourself, but we're certainly not at the point where we were 3 years ago, where we had no protection, no treatments. The knowledge that the hospitals and the physicians and nurses at hospitals now have available to them, there's a lot of experience in treating it. So it's really not new anymore. Okay. And as a result, it's not, I wouldn't say it's as onerous on us that, compared to where we were again 3 years ago.
Dr. Barry Dworkin, thank you so much for joining us here on The Morning Rush. Always appreciate your expertise.
You're very welcome, Stefan. All the best.
You too. Take care.